Good day. This is the Foreign Market News broadcast number 264 for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended stronger on Wednesday as weakness in the Canadian dollar encouraged buying from large funds. Canola was up $5 with the most active May contract up $4.10 at $457.60 per ton. The U.S. soy complex was higher, which underpinned the market, while commercial activity was steady, which helped to support canola values. However, weakness in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures limited the gains. Yesterday's USDA report indicated the world soybean crop will be record large, which was bearish for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 6 to 9 cents, with the March contract up 9 at $9.78 per bushel. Traders went bargain hunting today after values initially sunk lower in the morning. Active spread trading was a feature as investors moved in the aftermath of yesterday's USDA crop report. The report said world soybean supplies would be larger. However, it also lowered forecasts for U.S. soybean stocks, which was bullish for values. Many large index funds moved contracts from March to May. Corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.85 per bushel. Falling crude oil prices pressured the corn market, as it suggests there's less interest for ethanol at a time when inventories are getting to be extremely large. As well, yesterday's USDA report said there were large supplies of corn worldwide, which was bearish. Farmers in the Midwest are apparently holding on to a large supply of corn right now, but they'll have to move it before temperatures warm up, as much of it is stored outside. Wheat ended mixed, with the near-term contracts up 1 to 3 cents, while the more deferred contracts were slightly below unchanged. The March contract in Chicago ended 4 cents higher at $5.25 per bushel. Cold, dry weather is forecast for the Midwest and U.S. Southern Plains, which is expected to pressure the winter wheat crop. As well, strength in the U.S. dollar also undermined values. European exporters are very competitive right now, which is making it tough for U.S. companies. However, the USDA report indicated that there would be no shortage of wheat stocks throughout the world, which limited the gains, and shippers on the Gulf Coast are eager right now for supplies. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 11th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.